see how the broadcast gets from the studio to your home. Of course, you don't hear the real sounds over your home radio. What you hear is a translation of the sounds.
That people should waste hours huddled around a wooden box listening to someone talking at them, burbling inanities from somewhere else.
But surely now with the latest news and everything, and it must be a boon for the old. What do you think, Bates?
I can't see the dowager with a wireless, lady.
It's a fad. It won't last.
Audible Originals brings you big titles from big celebs, like Heads Will Roll from Kate McKinnon and Emily Lynn, plus the latest from Mel Robbins, David Spade, and many more. Original titles, big name celebs, all made to be heard. Only from Audible.
Cereal Box presents Alternus. Season 1, Episode 1. National Security Incident.
The wonder of wireless, the magic of radio, the joy of listening. For 140 years now, we've had recorded sound, music, and human voice. For 100 years, we've had live voice speaking as we listen over the radio. It's not surprising we continue to find new ways to share and to listen to voices. As I write this final episode of the season, radio, music, and other media are in festival and conference season. Much is being said about the future of radio, the future of recorded and live music, much of it by the same old standard sources. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 2, Episode 15. I'm reminded of a paper I've had bookmarked on my reading list for a long time and recently spent some time considering again. It's called Private Passion, Public Neglect, The Cultural Status of Radio. Written by Peter Lewis at the London School of Economics and Political Science, published in the year 2000. Bookmark title, Neglect of Radio. As Lewis points out then, radio was the most important mass medium in many developing countries. Still is today. But visually oriented media have come to dominate public discussion of media, academic discussion, allocation of resources, public policy discussion, and coverage by other media. We love radio in private. In public, we talk about what we see. This reminds me of a report published in 1995 by the Freedom Forum in the United States, Radio, the Forgotten Medium. When members of a group called RTDNA Canada met for their annual convention and awards in Toronto in the spring of 2019, there was one term conspicuously absent from the literature describing the workshops, panels, and talks: radio. RTDNA stands for Radio Television Digital News Association. It used to be called RTNDA, Radio Television News Directors Association. It was started because radio and television needed their own news association, so news bosses in radio and TV could have an association in which to share their common concerns and realities, being in the only parts of the consumer news business subject to official government-related regulations. Journalists of the day didn't get that. They looked down on broadcast news. RTNDA championed, lobbied for, and celebrated what was needed and achieved in radio and television news. It strikes me that under the broader name of RTDNA, where many members come from online news organizations that are web and social media only, this new crowd not only does not know the history and the heroes of the former movement, they show little interest. Conferences that include talks on the future of news are a dime a dozen. Conferences about or involving direct discussion of radio, fewer, but also largely repetitive. Here's what people employed by corporations that control radio and television are hearing from the same experts who appear at most conferences. In the past year, Canadians report their trust in mass media has risen a little. You need to maximize your radio station's name recognition for smart speakers. Social, social, social. It's all about the mobile journalism, smartphone news recording for radio and TV. Do more with less. Digital first. Send it out now. Report on the radio next. You have to have visuals. Millennials don't listen to radio. They don't watch TV. They need everything on demand. Here's some of what I anticipate is happening in the near future of listening. Radio listening remains relatively strong in Canada. Radio earnings will continue to subsidize corporations' other operations. Radio budgets will be cut even more. The term radio will be even less often used by corporate executives, but they will expect their radio divisions to continue to churn profits. More corporate content or content produced outside the company will be broadcast on radio stations. Podcasts will be aired in place of live local shows. More people from TV news will do talk shows on radio. Corporations think listeners recognize and trust TV people. I think doing opinion on radio should make us suspicious of their news reporting on TV. Radio newscasts will continue to get shorter, contain fewer stories, and tell us less about the world and less about other parts of our country. Listeners will listen as much, if not more, than before. Not necessarily to radio, and not to radio alone. Podcasts, hundreds of thousands of them, with hundreds of millions of episodes, are still new to the majority of Canadian adults. Growth in listening over the past year is minuscule. Less than 30% of the population listens regularly. Slow growth will continue. There will be too many more podcasts based on actual murders and other crimes. Murder stories packaged up as entertainment, let's be honest about this, and rolled out for fun and profit. Not my bag. There will be more drama podcasts in the style of radio drama, likely with a radio hero. Audiobooks through direct purchases or companies like Audible will continue to grow in popularity. Ever try to get a brand new one from your public library? There's a waiting list, most likely. More listeners will subscribe to other services rich in audio content their local radio branches of big corporations won't provide on air. Satellite radio is apparently reaching nearly 25% of the adult population in Canada, based on the number of subscriptions to SiriusXM. Smart speaker use will continue to grow. A major new wave is in producing audio content for children to call up on the smart speaker. There will be more and more of it, although parents should be concerned about the information those devices are collecting. HD radio will limp along on its way to oblivion. You can't find a high-definition radio in a store. It's not in every new car. And if you're happy with talk or sports on AM radio, there's likely no reason to work so hard to find an HD receiver. I talked about HD radio in episode 12 this season, and we'll produce another episode in season 3. Radio, broadcast radio over the air, will remain free to receive. Regardless of the cuts they suffer, the staff at local radio stations will continue to do their best to cover the news and keep listeners up to date on the next flood or severe storm or earthquake or catastrophe or act of war that cuts off electricity and other modern services. Someone will write an academic paper or a newspaper article on the thrill of discovering that local radio kept on going when the power went out that terrible day. It will not have occurred to very many radio stations anywhere to remind listeners that when there is trouble, we will still be here for you. But radio will be here. This is Crosstalk, the final episode of Season 2. Season 3 starts in September 2019. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.